The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi there, BCN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of The News Show. Yes, it's the 10th of September, 2019. All the best technology news, and by golly, there's not a whole hell of a lot of it. I think there must be an Apple event coming up. Oh yeah, tomorrow. Well, for what tech news we've got for you, we've got it coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Definitely going to be less than that today. Well, we're going to start off with Apple. I know, why not? But this has nothing to do with rumors. It has everything to do with Apple getting its crap together. You know, like things like not self-promoting. Have you noticed when you've done a little searching in the App Store, what seems to come up? Well, usually if it's something to associate itself with Apple, it'll put its apps right at the top. Well, according to Apple, they've improved this now because they thought that their own apps unfairly dominated the results. Well, duh. Now, according to the New York Times, they actually studied the app search results. This was dating back for several years. And when you search for things like music or podcasts, well, guess what? Apple's right there at the top and everybody else is... Now, according to Apple, there was a culprit to blame and it wasn't them, it's an algorithm. Meaning it would group together apps from the same developer and results. Since Apple's apps have basic names like podcasts and music, they would show up first. Yeah, conveniently, shall we say. However, though, the algorithm now has been updated. Particularly after back in July, Spotify, yeah, they kind of filed a formal complaint about Apple's tactics. So apparently Apple decided to speed up its algorithm processing, and now it's new and improved. Or so they say. Hey, speaking of music apps, of course we're going to talk about Spotify, and if you're a Snapchatter, I'm not. Maybe I'm too old for it, yeah. Well, if you're not too old for it, and you're on Snapchat, you can now share your Spotify music directly there. This comes after Spotify has also been integrating with other platforms like Instagram, so it sounds like Spotify is just trying to move its way around the social platforms now. Now, what happens when you choose something for Spotify, Snapchat will automatically create a snap that includes song info and album art for the currently playing track. This can be sent to your individual Snap friends or to your Snap story. You can also share individual songs, albums, playlists, or even podcasts. Hey, how about sharing this one? Why not? Now, Snapchatters, if you're looking for this option as of right now, don't. It's not there yet. It's coming, though. It's going to be rolling out soon, according to Spotify, and it'll be available on Android and iPhone. And finally, smartwatches, there's starting to be so many of them out there, aren't they? I mean, come on, the dominant one is the Apple Watch, right? But hey, what about a Fitbit? Yeah, the reviews are in on the Fitbit Versa 2, and it's a nice watch. It just ain't very damn smart. Now, we might remember last year's Versa. Yeah, it was a nice little smartwatch, kind of. It was comfortable, had great battery life, and that's about it. Well, here comes the Versa 2, and you'd think, wow, they probably improved on this stuff. No, pretty much all we've got out of this thing is design tweaks. At least it's the same price. Yeah, it's only $199, but it's not very smart. Let's tell you about the good points. Well, it's no longer an LCD panel. It's an OLED screen now. So it's bright, it's colorful. It's just not smart. Did I say that already? Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember. One thing it does have is Alexa features. When it works. Most reviews we've seen on the thing, yeah, it's about 50-50. Sometimes not even that. Hopefully that's something they'll fix in an update. You can get the weather on the thing. Yeah, you have access to Spotify. And of course, it's going to track all your fitness crap, but again, that's about as far as it goes. For fitness buffs out there, it may just be enough for you. But if you were looking for something that's, I don't know, similar to an Apple Watch, yeah, you better keep looking. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it on over to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, of course, for our podcast, blog, review section, so much going on over there. Check it out for yourself today. Give us a like on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room. So much fun is happening there all the time. We'd love for you to be a part of it. britishtech.slack.com is the destination to go sign up today. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up on Apple. That's how it's going to be. But until Thursday comes around, hope you have a great Tuesday. Enjoy your Wednesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.